With us right now is Joanne Genrich from Habitat for Humanity, a big event coming up Saturday for people that might want a little housing help. Tell us about what's happening Saturday.
Well, we have what's called a community application meeting. It is scheduled for 9 a.m. Saturday morning at the Marathon County Library, and it will be held in the Wausau Room.
Now, what type of meeting is this for people that, you know, might want to change houses at some point?
Well, basically what we're looking at is we're looking to provide low-income housing, basically, for families in the area that are in need. What we do basically is we select families who apply. These families are expected to contribute toward the construction of their home because these are new home construction. So they are expected to put in a certain amount of sweat equity hours once the house is ready to be built. And then ultimately they end up with a mortgage. They pay taxes, principal. And that's the biggest difference, is that this is an interest-free mortgage that they get. And that is what enables people who would be eligible to qualify. The payments are kept lower as a result of them not having to pay interest. So typically what we look at as far as qualifying borrowers, they have to be at or below 50% of the county median income.
Now, if I understand correctly, the way this financing is structured could make it even cheaper than rent for many families.
Correct. We are looking at, as an example, we're building 2-, 3-, and 4-bedroom homes. So a typical 4-bedroom home for us, if we looked at a 30-year amortization, their payment, including taxes and insurance, would be between $550 and $600 a month.
Which is pretty competitive when you look at the real world.
Correct.
So if people are interested in applying, what things should they prepare in advance and then bring to this meeting?
Well, they probably aren't going to be able to make application at this meeting. This is going to be an informational session, basically to let them know how the application process works. We will have applications available for them to pick up at the meeting, but because of all of the additional documentation that we'll be asking for them to provide with that application, they're probably going to be taking these home with them, completing them, and returning them. We have a deadline set of February 17th for return of those applications, so it gives them about 3 weeks to gather all of their information together.
Now, I'm guessing that when people pick up these applications and find out about the various other documents and things they need to provide with an application, you've got people that can help guide them if
Right. They're
missing things, right?
Correct. There'll be other members of my committee, because I chair the Family Selection Committee, and we're the ones that are responsible for taking the applications, doing the review process, doing the underwriting, and then we ultimately make our recommendations to the full board, who ultimately have the final say as to the families that are selected. But yes, there will be members of my committee there. We also will have a Hmong interpreter. So these people will be on hand once the presentation is completed for basically any questions that these people might have.
So we should tell people not to be afraid of the paperwork. You've got the people to guide them.
Correct.
Anything you'd like to add today?
I guess the biggest thing is that we've been doing this for 20-plus years now. We have built 55 homes to date. 56 and 57 are under construction right now. We partner with the local high schools in the construction of those homes, which is kind of a unique situation in itself. But right now we're working with DC Everest and Mosinee, and those two homes will be set in the spring on the lots that we have purchased. And then the families that we have selected up to this point, we do have one family that has already been selected for one of those homes. This particular meeting will satisfy the need for the other home that will have occupancy in the spring. And then we will also be looking for two additional families for the houses that will be built next year. They'll actually start the fall of this year, but will be completed in spring of 2015. So we'll be looking for three families right now.